The Enchanted Fountain by Don Nicholas. Once upon a time, in the heart of a bustling city, there lived a man named John who longed for love and connection. He was a kind soul, always helping others and sharing smiles, but he never found someone to share his heart. As he strolled through the city's park one sunny afternoon, John's thoughts weighed heavily on his heart, and he couldn't help but feel lonely. The park was known for its enchanting beauty, filled with vibrant flowers, towering trees, and winding paths. John often visited, seeking solace in its tranquility. As he wandered deeper into the park, he noticed something he'd never seen before, a sparkling, mystical fountain at the center of a small clearing. Intrigued, John approached the fountain, which seemed to glisten with an ethereal light. He felt an overwhelming sense of calm wash over him as he gazed at the water dancing in the sunlight. Without warning, the fountain's waters began to ripple and shimmer, and a figure emerged from within, taking the form of a radiant angel. The angel's presence was both breathtaking and comforting. She had long, flowing hair that shimmered like the moonlight, and her eyes held the wisdom of the ages. She spoke to John with a voice as soft and sweet as a summer breeze. "Greetings, John," the angel said, her voice like a melodious song. "I am Serafina, and I am here to help you find love and happiness within yourself." John was stunned. He had never encountered an angel, let alone one that could help him find the love he so desperately sought. With curiosity and hope in his eyes, he replied, "How can you help me, Serafina?" Serafina smiled, and her smile was like the first rays of dawn breaking through the night. She gestured toward the sparkling waters of the fountain. "John, look into the waters," she urged. John peered into the fountain and saw his reflection shimmering amidst the ripples. But as he continued to gaze, his reflection changed. He saw moments from his life, the kindness he had shown, the laughter he had shared, and the good deeds he had done for others. Serafina whispered, "Love is not just about finding someone to share your life with. It's about loving and valuing yourself, your experiences, and the beauty of the world around you. When you love yourself, the world responds in kind." John understood. Love was not just about seeking someone to complete him. It was about completing himself and sharing that completeness with others. Serafina's presence and guidance had ignited a newfound self-love within him. Over the days that followed, John continued to visit the Enchanted Fountain and spend time with Serafina. She shared stories and wisdom, and each conversation left John feeling lighter and more joyful. He began to notice how people were drawn to his newfound sense of self-assuredness and happiness. One sunny afternoon, as John sat by the fountain, a woman named Samantha approached. She was captivated by the serene atmosphere and the warmth in John's eyes. They struck up a conversation, and it felt like they had known each other forever. Their connection grew deeper with each passing day, and it wasn't long before John realized that he had found love, not just in Samantha, but in himself. As their love blossomed, Serafina watched over them, knowing that she had fulfilled her divine mission. She had helped John find the greatest love of all, self-love. Through that newfound self-love, he had discovered the happiness he had been searching for all along, and it had brought him into the arms of someone who cherished him for who he was. The Enchanted Fountain continued to sparkle in the heart of the park, a reminder to all who visited that love begins within, and sometimes a touch of enchantment can help us find it. And so, John and Samantha's love story, guided by the wisdom of an angelic presence, continued to enchant and inspire those who believed in the power of love and self-discovery.